It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 9:54, hurricane coverage continues on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker with Newell Normand, and Newell had the, and was just saying this, and it's a good point, had the wind not knocked off the back edge of that storm, it would still be raining in Jefferson Parish and probably Orleans Parish too, which would not be good. With that, we welcome in Joe Geruso.
Hey guys, good evening.
Good evening.
So Joe, what I know you're always out assessing what's going on in your district. What are you seeing?
Well, there's a lot of flooding right now in Lakeview in particular, getting a ton of reports both in Lakeview proper and in West Lakeview. Many people saying, and I will say this because I'm looking outside my front door right now too, that the water's been as high as maybe they've seen since 2017 here. Also reports of a lot of localized flooding in Carrollton area that does not get that type of flooding. Obviously, we keep on repeating, please do not drive through the water and the overpasses. And then sort of fresh off the presses from Sewage and Water Board, two or three different things. Number one, as I'm sure you all have heard and your listeners have heard, the last hour was about 2 inches of water into the system. That seemed to have a push that really seemed to set things back. And then we just learned from Sewage and Water Board right before I came on air that canal levels are extraordinarily high at Holly Grove, Lakeview, Gentilly, possibly New Orleans East. And then another factor been a way into all of this for a little while, which is, remember, part of the power, about 12 to 15 megawatts of power that is supplied to Sewage and Water Board comes from the electromotor diesel engines, the EMDs. Those tripped offline about 15 minutes ago. They're getting back up and running. But that just means, obviously, when you've had a lot of rain, you've had a lot of water, it's another little knit in the system that's going to take things longer to dry out. So we're watching everything to make sure we can manage that.
It's amazing when you think about the fragility of all of this, right? I mean, and how one thing is interconnected to another. 15 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but it could be.
It is. And Noel, look, in other storms, we've watched a pump trip offline or some sluice gate not be picked up for 20 minutes, 15 minutes. And it's been disastrous may be too strong of a word, but significant is not. And this is something where everything needs to work. It needs to work well. It needs to work in concert. And look, we've said this many times. We are dancing a little bit on the head of a pin in Orleans Parish because Turbine 4 is 105 years old. Turbine 5 is 65 years old. The EMDs function collectively as one turbine, but as you just pointed out, if they all go down, you're without power. Sewage and Water Board lost some energy power earlier tonight, so everything needs to be chugging along at the right time. And look, I know they're doing their level best to make all this happen, but I think it's all the more reason, as we've discussed, the necessity of trying to get the substation online for June 2025, and then taking T4 offline, getting 5, 6, and 7 on. Now, that's little comfort for people tonight, but we know there's a plan. We're moving forward with it. And obviously we want to make sure, and I'll stay awake and see things start getting pumped down this evening.
Anytime your infrastructure is Medicare eligible, you know you have a problem. Right?
Do you know of any houses that have been flooded, Joe?
I haven't heard yet of any houses that have been flooded. I'm starting to see a lot of water that's coming up to houses. That's when I start really getting the notices from people. And it was like clockwork, Tommy, where my phone just started buzzing from people, and particularly West Lakeview First, some in Carrollton. I'm looking out my street, and we're several feet off the ground. But if we were at grade, it might have been a little bit more of a problem. The wind had pushed in more. So my guess is there's probably some people who have flooding in their houses, but it's a lot higher than they want to see it. And look, particularly in the lakefront, and I know the whole city is important, but the lakefront has had these issues in the past where pumps weren't working or things aren't on. So there's just a high level of distrust about what's happening. And that's why communication is so important.
No doubt. And you're not alone. I mean, we're getting reports from Jefferson Parish that canals are topping as well because of the amount of the rainfall. And it seems like it was significant numbers throughout the area.
Please stay in touch and let us know if there's anything we need to know or to let anybody else know, okay?
Thank you, Joe.
Will do. Thanks for all your work.
Thank you. All right. We'll continue. WWL.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.